As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick or... you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Don't know if we can speak the same about your brackets, but hey, misery loves company. Gang's all here, ready to go on a Monday, all fired up. Chris Sims will join us. He'll tell you what he thinks the Niners are going to do with that number three pick overall. Seth Greenberg from the Mothership will recap college basketball from over the weekend. And Drew Brees, former Saints quarterback, will join us. Who does he think the Saints should start at quarterback? Now he's an analyst. He's got to answer these questions. That'll be coming up. Indiana hires Mike Woodson. The Lakers get Andre Drummond. Just some of the other news that's outside of March Madness and the NFL. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. As we do every Monday, best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like, as we have our Elite Eight. And, of course, everybody thought Oregon State would be in there, and UCLA, and USC. By the way, the Pac-12 has three teams in the Elite Eight. They had no teams in the Elite Eight in the previous two NCAA tournaments and only five in the previous 11 tournaments from 2009 to 2019. But Pac-12 is showing out here. Michigan looked good. Gonzaga looks great. Houston, Arkansas is also in there as well. We'll dissect some of the action from this weekend coming up with Seth Greenberg from ESPN. McLovin, I have a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. Tonight, you have Oregon State against Houston, Arkansas against Baylor. Then on Tuesday, USC versus the Zags and UCLA versus Michigan. After watching Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes square off in the Super Bowl, you can bet owners around the NFL are pressuring their GMs. We got to find our quarterback. And I think it was a month ago where I ran down all the teams. And I said there's probably 10 teams who were set with their quarterbacks. And it's been a crazy offseason. I'd been hinting at this without giving you the actual team for a couple of weeks now. I said somebody is moving up. I had heard that from a source. Somebody's moving it up. Is it Denver? Is it going to be San Francisco? I think I threw out maybe one other team. But I was told somebody is moving up into the top five or into the top three. Well, that domino fell on Friday when the Niners traded up to get the Dolphins pick at number three, presumably to take a quarterback. News also broke that they told Jimmy Garoppolo he's still in the picture. That's one of those where you see the team picture and then, hey, can we put him off to the side if we have to remove him from the team picture? I don't think he'd be sitting front and center with the football there in his hands. it seems like a while ago, but Garoppolo did help take the Niners to the Super Bowl just two seasons ago, and it's easy to forget because that team was all banged up. And while I don't give Garoppolo a lot of credit for getting them to the Super Bowl, I don't put a lot of blame at his feet for what happened last year. But their commitment to Jimmy Garoppolo has been shaky for a while. I mean, they flirted with Tom Brady, openly flirted with Tom Brady. And it's not hard to imagine that maybe he's shipped back to New England. Meanwhile, the trade appears to guarantee that quarterbacks are going 1-2-3 in the draft. And for NFL fans, this is Christmas in March. The Niners move up. That's big, but just another piece in the offseason with the crazy quarterback puzzle. And you start to look at what Miami did. I know I was told by a source that Miami did put a package, trade package together for Russell Wilson. The Jets did as well. Now, the Jets may be sold at number two with Zach Wilson, and you know the Miami Dolphins are now sold on Tua Tagovailoa. Okay. I don't know if there's another quarterback taken in the top five picks, but it certainly feels that way. And what the Niners are going to do, the Dolphins, are they going to take a wide receiver? Do you reunite Devontae Smith? Are the Bengals going to take Ja'Marr Chase or reunite him with Joe Burrow? Penny Sewell, the offensive lineman out of Oregon, may want to be one of the bigger losers here. But there's still a lot of things that could happen here. I thought if you're going to go that high up like the Niners did, go number two, not number three. And could they have gotten Zach Wilson? I don't know if there would have been a deal that would have blown away the Jets, but if I'm going all the way up, is that the guy I want? Is it Mac Jones? Is it Trey Lance? Is it Justin Fields? And it feels like there's a big difference between Zach Wilson and these other quarterbacks. There's Trevor Lawrence, and it feels like Zach Wilson is not far behind, but it feels like there's a little separation with Mac Jones and the rest of this group. Pro days, Mac Jones with another pro day today, Justin Fields as well. But it feels like we love the unknown. And then Trey Lance, I was told Trey Lance when it first happened that that's who the Niners were going to covet because he could sit for a year behind Jimmy Garoppolo. This is the person who said somebody's moving up into the top five. But I don't know how that's going to play out. I trust my source. My source said that he believes it's Trey Lance, and he's the one who said he thought that there was going to be an outlier, was the word that it was used for me, and it proved out to be true. Yes, McLovin.
So I read on Friday on Twitter, a lot of people were tweeting, oh, Mac Jones is a perfect Kyle Shanahan quarterback. Some people were tweeting Trey Lance is a perfect Kyle Shanahan quarterback. Others I've heard say Justin Fields is a perfect Kyle Shanahan quarterback. I'm having trouble understanding what a Kyle Shanahan quarterback is.
Chris Sims is best friends with Kyle Shanahan. Chris Sims will tell us just exactly what it means to be a Kyle Shanahan quarterback, because I'm not quite sure. Chris Sims did tweet out, Kyle Shanahan trying to control his own fate. You trade up to three for a quarterback who's NFL ready, not a project. And to me, that says Mac Jones. So we'll talk to Chris Sims. He'll join us coming up. This program brought to you by DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app. Use the promo code SQUAD. Get a free shot at millions of dollars up for grabs this week with your first deposit. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com. Four details. McLovin, what kind of poll question do you have for me?
So actually, Paulie came up with this idea. Which team should stick with their current quarterback?
Right.
Kind of take the other angle. The 49ers with Jimmy Garoppolo, the Jets with Sam Darnold, the Falcons, who pick number four with Matt Ryan, and then I guess you might put the Patriots with Cam Newton or the Eagles with Jalen Hurts. Although that might be a done deal. And maybe the Panthers with Teddy Bridgewater, although you've said that the Panthers seem really committed to finding someone else.
Well, they were. Now you've taken Deshaun Watson off the board. These other teams now have to look at what's plan B or plan C. It seems like the Eagles, by trading down, are set with Jalen Hurts for this year. They got some draft picks just in case next year they need to use that draft capital to take a quarterback. The Niners with Jimmy G, it feels like Jimmy G is going to be their starting quarterback this year, one more year. But that's another thing where if I have Jimmy G and he happens to play well, can I have an Alex Smith situation where I have the incumbent who's ready to play and I can trade Jimmy Garoppolo Let's say the Saints with Jameis Winston don't work out, or Carolina can't get a quarterback. I'm trying to think. There's probably four or five, like Patriots. There's probably four or five to Denver. You know, there's like five or six teams, the Bears, that they could look at Jimmy Garoppolo.
Hey, wait, what? The Bears?
Yeah.
They have QB1 in the house. Andy Dalton.
Oh, my gosh. My bad. Jimmy G, Eastern Illinois guy.
Right there.
Plug him in. Ready to go. So I think that you could have best case scenario is, just like Kansas City did when, you know, they traded Alex Smith, Mahomes was ready to go. Maybe you get something like that with the heir apparent, and then Garoppolo plays well enough that you don't say we made a mistake, because they know what they have in Jimmy Garoppolo. They know that. Plain and simple. That's why they flirted with Tom Brady. That's why they've talked about making other moves here. And the fact that this wasn't as quiet as it should have been for a team that has an established quarterback, it's because they don't. It's almost like a situation with the Rams, with, you know, what happened with Jared Goff there. You got to figure out what you have and figure out now, and you got to make a move, and then, you know, that's it. I was surprised the Niners spent all of this. And if you're saying that they're getting Mac Jones, is Mac Jones that much of an upgrade over Jimmy Garoppolo? I don't know. Although my source said, out of all of the quarterbacks in the draft, Mac Jones is the best passer as far as precision. That was the word that was used. So I said, first of all, every receiver on Alabama was wide open. How precise do you have to be? Give me the quarterback who plays on a team that's not very good who has to be precise. Like, that's probably a little bit more fair to the argument there. But precise is what I was told with Mac Jones. Yes, McLovin.
I'd like to know, like, what it's like to be an incumbent who's pretty good and then the team drafts a high draft pick. If we could get inside the brain of one of those guys on today's show, that'd be amazing.
Yes, Paulie.
I heard Mac Jones being spoken of today, and they didn't call him deceptively athletic. The phrase was like, casually athletic?
Casually.
Like, I swear, see, and I were laughing about it. It's like,
is like subtly athletic, yeah, maybe? Was
subtly,
it subtle?
Yeah. Subtly athletic.
Oh, he's subtly athletic.
He's not going to wow you with muscles and speed, but he's an athlete.
I think Mac Jones is athletic. I looked at the measurables.
You have to qualify it. Athletic for a drop back quarterback, or athletic out-of-shape guy.
For a quarterback, he looks... Okay. He ran at, what, a 4.6 something 40?
4.68, 4.72.
Okay. That's pretty good. That's what Andrew Luck did.
Yeah, but then Pro Football Focus said, imagine if he lost that belly, what he could run. So that's honestly how people talk about him.
Well, look at James Harden. Imagine if he ever got in shape.
Would he be as good if he did?
I don't know. Yeah, it's just, it's craziness. And this is where you see where guys, they lose their jobs because of decisions like this. Like, 1 month to the day is the NFL draft. And Trevor Lawrence, by the way, is not going to the draft. He's not even going to be at home. He's going to be on the campus of Clemson. Talk about a great recruiting tool. He's just going to sit there. You bring all your teammates in there, have Dabo in there. Just, hey, Clemson, tell your recruits to come on in, Dabo. We'll just all sit here. Sea of orange there. But somebody else is going to try to go up. I think for that number four spot, but I do think that Atlanta wants that four spot to take a quarterback. Let's say Mac Jones goes three. I have to believe Atlanta will look at Justin Fields, a Georgia native, or that they would look at Trey Lance. You got to get your quarterback, and it doesn't cost you anything. It used to be when you drafted a quarterback and you made a mistake, it cost you for years because you were giving signing bonuses. You were giving, you know, $30, $40, $50 million. Now it's a benefit. I don't like using all of my draft picks to go up and get it, but when you get it, it gives you financial relief. You get to exhale a little bit because now you're not spending $25 million on Jimmy Garoppolo after next season. You know, that's what you want to get. You want to get a bargain there. And that's what San Francisco's thinking. Let's get our guy, and if we can somehow, you know, move on from Jimmy Garoppolo, let's do that. What else do you have poll question-wise, McLovin?
Okay, if you could redo your tournament bracket, who would you have as your champion after what you watched this weekend? Gonzaga, Baylor, Michigan, or the field? Or you could do Gonzaga and Baylor or the field.
I would take Gonzaga.
I think if we put that poll up, I think they would win heavily.
Do you realize that they have the longest winning streak? That was since Kentucky won 38 straight back in 2014-2015. Of the 33 consecutive games that the Zags have won, 31 of those, including the last 26, have been by double digits.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day.
Coming in hot.
Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
All right. So that's kind of the headlines from over the weekend. I gave up on my my brackets, you know, just entertainment purposes only. It got to the point where I'm actually rooting for somebody that would hurt my bracket just because I wanted to see them win. You know, the Alabama-UCLA game, you know, I was rooting for UCLA towards the end. Then Alabama hits the shot there to send it into overtime. And then in overtime, UCLA looked great. Oregon State, it's just interesting that they were great in the Pac-12 tournament, came in, and they've been a different team here in the last month of the season. Hated to see Loyola bow out. Watching the Zags, that's a lot of fun. It'll be a big upset, I think, if they lose. Baylor can match them, but Gonzaga is great. The Celebrity Bracket Challenge, Jim Parsons from the Big Bang Theory, of course, is leading. You would expect that. Anybody else? Bryan Cranston talked a great game.
Well, Bryan Cranston, the actor, is in third, and he, looking at his bracket, he's in good shape. Parsons may dip down a little bit. John Daly, the golfer, in second place. Mm. Kevin Frazier, Entertainment Tonight. And then some guys on this side of the glass are all bundled up in Fritzy, McLovin, and Seton are all battling for that next spot.
With DC, the Brain Supreme. Don't forget him.
Yeah. Peanut butter cookie dough.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm okay, you know, down in the middle of the pack or wherever I am. I'm all right. You can't win everything. You shouldn't win everything. Yes, McLovin.
You're still right ahead of Alex Ovechkin and Mark Cuban, so that's a good crowd.
Yeah. As always, you and Ovechkin battling in the bracket pool. What a tradition that is.
Where's Jack Nicklaus?
He's doing well. He's in ninth place.
All right.
He's just behind Darius Rucker and ahead of Josh Jumel, per usual.
Oh, the bracket challenge is so good. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com.
Michael Douglas and Jake from State Farm are tied.
Of course they are.
Who saw that coming?
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jesus.
It's so good. You'd never put those names together, ever. Yes, McLovin.
Is it okay for us to give Peter Schrager a hard time? He's been in last the entire time. It's unbelievable.
But Peter Schrager from the NFL Network hasn't watched any basketball, he said.
In years, probably.
Yes, I'm guessing. And then I think he had somebody help him pick the games. Maybe his son or somebody. But I don't think that he was trying to fool us that he knew anything about football there. But he's in last?
Him and J.J. Watt. Yeah. Peter's actually in distant last and J.J. Watt. Then we have these two music guys who have been on really low the entire time. I don't know why. Young the Giant and Fitz in the Tantrum.
Bad for their brand.
I know when Seton says, we have the Young Giants and Fitz in the Tantrums. And I said, can they be in the bracket challenge? I said, sure.
Didn't we want just the Tantrums and not Fitz? That's what I heard. There was a big fight there.
Right. Yeah. Only forget Fitz.
Yeah. Yeah. Why can't the rest of the band get some publicity?
They threw eight tantrums.
Yeah. Yeah.
That tantrum they've been throwing is finally paying off.
Yep. Yes, it is. All right. We'll take a break. Chris Sims will join us on loan from Pro Football Talk, and he'll tell us what makes up a Kyle Shanahan quarterback? Because I've heard everybody from, is it like RG3 when he was with Washington? Was Jimmy G a Kyle Shanahan type quarterback? Is it Mac Jones? Is it Trey Lance? So we'll talk to Chris Sims. He'll join us coming up. Your phone calls always welcome every Monday, best and worst of the weekend. Coming up on 19 after the hour, this is the Dan Patrick Show. I've been telling you about Built Bar for a while now, and you need to check it out because it's something enjoyable and it's something healthy. And it sounds crazy. Built Bar solved the mystery of making healthy, delicious. Not your typical protein bar that can taste chalky or like sawdust. There are times when you have something that's healthy for you and you go, well, that's not the case here. Healthy protein bars, they can't taste great, right? Wrong. Built Bar is 100% real chocolate, high protein, low carbs, low sugar, gluten-free. Go to BuiltBar.com, promo code DP10 at checkout. Get 10% off your order. There's so many great flavors in here. I think they have 18 flavors now. Cookies and cream, one of our favorites here. But they've been hoarded by some people here in the office as of late.
Hey.
Coming out. I wasn't even looking at you.
Yeah, not too much.
They are coming out with amazing new flavors all the time. I'm glad that you're having something healthy, Tom. I am. Order a box today. Check them out at BuiltBar.com. BuiltBar.com, promo code DP10. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Marion, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Marion. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Marion on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more
than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Discover the story of one of the more notorious serial killers ever, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise, here. New audio, see new footage, new details, straight from the killer's mouth. 6-part docuseries streaming exclusively on Peacock. Sign up at peacocktv.com. Streaming now. Did we settle on a poll question, McLovin?
Yeah, we asked which team should stick with their current quarterback. Not who will, but who should. The 49ers, the Jets, the Falcons, and I put the Patriots in there with Cam because of the rumors that they could deal for Jimmy G.
I'm just wondering what the Jets do, because nobody thinks that they're not taking Zach Wilson. At what point do you lose the leverage of trading Sam Darnold? Before the draft, I guess. Or do you wait till after the draft to see how teams fared in the draft? Chris Sims here to answer all those questions, Pro Football Talk Live co-host. Let me start with the obvious one. What does it mean to be a Kyle Shanahan quarterback, Chris?
Well, I think when you talk about a Kyle Shanahan quarterback, you're talking about a guy who can process his information, you know, at a really quick rate, knows where to go with the football off of that decision making, and then has the athleticism to run the boots and the play action passes. But I think more than anything, it's being able to take in the clues of what Shanahan can deliver to you as a quarterback, and go, listen, I'm a mad scientist. I've got us in this formation, and I know they're going to play one of these two defenses. If you just listen to me and read this guy on this play, I'll get A and B open. You just got to read this guy and take to my coaching. And I think that's what really Kyle Shanahan looks for at the quarterback position more than anything.
It looks like you doubled down this morning on Mac Jones. You tweeted out, Kyle Shanahan gets the most out of quarterbacks who trust his system, make the right reads. Matt Schaub, 2009, passing champ. Kirk Cousins in Washington. Matt Ryan, 2016 MVP. Mac right. Jones is an ideal quarterback for that mold, more on par with Matt Ryan. Now, is this a report or an opinion?
No, this is an opinion.
Okay.
You know, listen, Kyle's a really good friend. There's no doubt. He's not sitting here telling me his draft plans and what he thinks he's going to do at number three or
have you asked him, though, Chris?
No, I have not flat out asked him. You know, I text him things, Dan, like, congrats on the move, you know, way to go, happy, you know, hope it all went the way you want. That's where that conversation goes. Now, like, I'm a good friend. We talk about football a lot, and I would be shocked if I didn't have a pretty good feel for what he likes at the quarterback position.
Okay, but you've been tweeting, Chris.
Yeah,
has Kyle Shanahan commented on your tweets?
No, he is not.
Okay.
He is, and nor do I think he's probably oblivious to anything I've said or wrote on social media or anything like that. But, you know, this is, you know, 20 years of me knowing a guy that, yes, I talk a lot of football with all of the time, right? We talk about quarterbacks a lot, off season, regular season, whatever it may be. And I would just have a hard time thinking it's not Mac Jones at number three. I really would. One, because of what Shanahan likes. And then two, you know, yeah, I'm taking it into, you know, I think Zach Wilson's the number one quarterback in the draft, but I still think Trevor Lawrence is going to go to Jacksonville. I think the Jets will go to Zach Wilson now, totally 100% confirmed after that workout on Friday. And then when I look at it and go, all right, now Shanahan and the 49ers are at three. That, to me, is Mac Jones to make that move. We know it's a quarterback, but I just think Fields and Lance have work in front of them. There's some polish. There's some, you know, some things they need to work on, and you don't trade up nine spots to get a quarterback that has things to work on. That's why I think it's Mac Jones.
Okay, so what's Jimmy G's future?
I would think, I mean, they got two options. They could keep him, right? And then go, all right, we'll wait for Mac Jones to, you know, come along and give him a year on the bench. But I think, as I said to Mike Florio today, that's risky. The 49ers, you see them. They got a good team. They were in the playoff hunt last year with the most injuries in the history of the NFL. So you go with Jimmy Garoppolo and what? Go, you know, 12-4 or something like that? What does that do to your number three pick? So I would think ultimately that Jimmy G is put on the trade block and that Mac Jones would be the starter or whoever they pick at number three going into the 2021 season.
12-5, maybe, because there's 17 games.
Oh, you're right. I got to get used to that.
I do, too. I used to say 7-9, 8-8. If all goes well, 9-7. I got to change all of that, Chris.
Oh, man. You're right.
Okay, what do the Jets do? At what point do they lose their leverage here in trying to get something for Sam Darnold if they're taking Zach Wilson?
Right. I heard you. I heard you say that before I came on. That's a good question. I mean, you don't hurt your leverage as long as there's more than one team that can get involved in the conversation as far as trading, right? Right now, I can look at two teams to go, I think there's legitimate, and maybe there's three teams because we don't know. I don't think the Russell Wilson staying in Seattle is 100% yet. I think we should watch these final 5 weeks. But I look at Carolina and the Denver Broncos as two places where I still think are looking for a quarterback. I do. Carolina, I mean, hey, we know they've given us all the signals that they're trying to find an upgrade from Teddy Bridgewater. You know, the Denver Broncos, I'd be hard pressed with Vic Fangio, his butt probably on the line. You're just going to roll out the red carpet and go, I'm going down with Drew Locke. I wouldn't. I'd at least have somebody there to compete or, okay, he didn't play well the first 3 weeks. Here's another guy. So that would be the thing I would look at right now because, yes, I do think the Jets are going to go Zach Wilson and hopefully they can have a market for Sam Darnold and get what they see is worth for him.
So if we have quarterbacks going 1-2-3, why not 1-2-3-4 with Atlanta?
A lot of people think that. You know, there's a lot of people in the NFL that think Atlanta's hot on Trey Lance and might take him number four. I mean, again, I wouldn't do that. I would not. You know, I've discussed with you a little, I think, with Trey Lance. There is some elite traits. There's no doubt. I mean, his speed and his arm strength are wow. But there's a lot of other things that I question. And that, to me, doesn't scream the number four pick. But I think if you talk to a lot of people in the know around the NFL, they think Atlanta's hot on Trey Lance. And, you know, again, I'm never going to be mad at a team if they think that's their guy and they're sold on that.
Yeah.
To me, I would just go, what are you sold on quite yet there? He didn't play last year. He didn't throw a lot the year before. And there's some things in the throwing that I would say I just don't feel 100% comfortable with right now, too.
And you still think Zach Wilson is going to be a better pro than Trevor Lawrence?
I do, yeah. I mean, I'm you know, we talk about the pro day, right, on Friday. I mean, it was wowing. The degree of difficulty of those throws and then the way in which he passed the test was wowing. Not to say other quarterbacks can't do that. I get that, you know, but I here's the thing. This is where people are missing this. They're going, you know, I hear somebody, well, it's a workout. Who cares? It's no big deal. Well, first thing I would say is when the film matches the workout, then you go, oh, okay, wait, there's something there. I see all these throws on film, and now he does it in a workout and does it easily. Second of all, there's maybe more pressure to doing it in that environment than there is a game. A game, you're reacting. You're doing what you have to do. At a workout, you're basically putting yourself out there. You know, and you miss four or five of those throws and all of a sudden you go, whoa, you know, I'm trying to be cool and do these high level throws. And here I've thrown five or six incompletions and that can, you know, snowball out of control. But this guy's so good. They just went, nah, it ain't going to happen. It doesn't matter. If it was so easy, why doesn't everybody do this at their pro day? Right. That's where I want to say. So there was great confidence that even on his worst day, they felt like he could still pass it with flying colors. And I think that's what maybe people are missing. Not to say it translates to definite awesomeness. I know you got to play the game on the field, but that still was an awesome workout.
Talking to Chris Sims, Pro Football Talk Live co-host with Mike Florio. Yeah, but I'll go back to Zach Wilson. You know, that's the impact of Patrick Mahomes. That workout was to say, this is the new quarterback. This is a new phrase, Mahomesian throws. That's right. What Zach Wilson did. He gave you Mahomesian throws.
I agree. It's the Mahomes effect. It's the Mahomes, the Rodgers. You know. I feel like Mahomes affected Josh Allen, and now you're going to see, more and more of these quarterbacks trying to be this type of football player. One, because the game's wide open right now in a lot of ways. The quarterbacks are as talented as we've ever seen. And what it really shows, and like we see with Mahomes on the field, and I think what Zach Wilson's showing you is going, hey, yeah, I can hit the open curl and the open out route. But look, when it's 3rd and 14 and we're not playing our best, look what else I can do. Oh, the pass protection's not good or nobody's open? Look, I could still get it done, guys, even when things aren't perfect. And I think you're totally right. That is the Mahomesian effect. And I would think as the years go, we're going to see more and more of these type of workouts and quarterbacks come up the ranks.
I also wonder about wide receivers here with Devontae Smith, Ja'Marr Chase, that it feels like I was told from 2 months ago, a scout said he liked Ja'Marr Chase over Devontae Smith. Miami is now out of that position to take Devontae Smith at number 3. Doesn't mean they still can't, but handicap those two. If you're the Bengals, do you reunite Ja'Marr Chase with Joe Burrow? And if you're Miami, are you still trying to reunite Devontae Smith with Tua Tagovailoa?
I mean, I'm thinking about it either way. And, again, like you talked about, I think Miami, they did a great job of kind of putting themselves in a spot where you basically go, oh, they should get at least one of those two guys no matter what at number 6.
Or Kyle Pitts out of Florida.
Or Kyle Pitts out of Florida, right, which is not going to be bad either. Yeah, you really have to make that pick going or make that trade going, wait, there's 3 guys we like that we'll be happy with that are right there. Devontae Smith and Ja'Marr Chase, I went into the process, Dan, thinking Ja'Marr Chase was going to be the clear number one. When I watched the film, I went, whoa, like that was by a hair, I would take Ja'Marr Chase over Devontae Smith. It's like 1A and 1B. They're both really talented football players. I do wonder with the Bengals at 5, they have decent receivers, no doubt. They got Higgins at the top of the first round last year. Pass protection is a thing for them, too. Would they go O-line there? I don't know. It'd be interesting because they could add another weapon to the arsenal and be real scary that way. But I do think at least it assures that the Dolphins get a weapon there, and I don't think you can go wrong. Dan, everybody talking about Devontae Smith, is he big enough and all that? I'd be concerned if the film showed me something like that. But, man, his strength, his route running, his feet, and then his just pure speed are so special that I don't see it being an issue.
Do you care about the size of a wide receiver as a quarterback?
I mean, throwing to a really small receiver down the field can be one thing that maybe you care about, right? Like the John Browns of the world, sometimes throwing them a ball downfield when a guy's covered, that's not the most comfortable thing in the world. But after that, no, you don't really think about it a whole lot. Now, as you get to know these guys, you get to know what their radius is and where their window is, right? To where now you go, oh, wait, I'm throwing to that guy, and that guy can catch a ball if I throw it 5 feet behind him still. So let me be safe and put it there, and maybe he gets it or no one gets it. That goes through your process when you're throwing as a quarterback in the pocket, Dan.
Would you rather have a wide receiver in the top 10 or a tight end? Would you rather have Ja'Marr Chase or Kyle Pitts or Devontae Smith?
I would rather have the receivers. Okay. I would. Yeah. I mean, I like Pitts. They're great weapons, everything they do. Guys like Devontae Smith and Ja'Marr Chase are game changers. They're home run hitters. Oh, here's a reverse, 70 yards. Here's a slant, 70 yards. Oh, just run by that guy with pure speed, 70 yards. And then, 50-50 balls with those type of guys are really like 70-30 type balls. So that's where I favor those guys.
By the way, Mac Jones was referred to as subtly athletic today. Not deceptively, but now he's subtly athletic. I think he's athletic for the position. I don't know what,
yes.
Like, is the context RG3 or is
right.
It he's got measurables that are similar to Andrew Luck. And I thought Andrew Luck was athletic.
I agree. It's being way too over-talked about, hyped up of a thing. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, no, he's not Mahomes or Josh Allen or RG3 or Lamar Jackson.
What was Mahomes' 40-yard dash?
You know what? I don't even know. I would guess it was 4.7s, low 4.7s, I'm going to guess.
Yeah, I mean, was he deceptively athletic?
No, you know, and again, I'll look into it and go into it too to go, wait, you know, oh, it's one thing to say.
Wait a minute, hold on, Chris. What was Mahomes' 40?
4.8 40.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Damn.
I wouldn't take him. I think I might have to pass on him.
Yep. The hell with that. The hell with it.
Mitchell Trubisky had a faster 40-yard dash.
Right, and there's nothing about that says Mitchell Trubisky is better in the pocket or avoiding people or doing anything like that. Again, it's like Devontae Smith, Dan. It's like if the film showed me that there was issues there, I would go, ooh, yeah, but there's too many great plays of movement in the pocket, avoiding people, then making great throws, or just getting outside the pocket to buy enough time to throw a great ball on the run. Yeah. He's every bit as athletic or more athletic than Matt Ryan coming out and other quarterbacks like that. That's who he's going to be. It's not going to be Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers or anything like that.
Good to talk to you, Chris. As always, we'll keep an eye. We love your predictions. And
thanks, man.
You know, but it's
Keep Fritzy off the cookies and cream, man. I mean, he can't be doing that. He can't. I've seen his belly. He can't do that.
No, it's a healthy. It's a health bar. This is. Oh, I'm okay with this. Yeah,
okay.
This is
okay.
Yeah, he used to eat actual cookies and cream, Chris. This is a protein bar.
It's when I ate three of the protein bars in one sitting. That's what the problem is.
Thank you, Tom.
Well, yeah, come on. Contain yourself. One's enough, Fritzy. Come on.
I'll do better.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, guys.
That's Chris Sims from Pro Football Talk Live every morning with Mike Florio. Take a break. Play of the day's next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, my God.
The play, play of the day.
Brother, left side, got it!
I'm going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Have to make something happen quickly. Hawkins launches. Oh, Hawkins!
UCLA moves on, scoring 23 points in overtime, 5 of 8 from the floor, including 2 of 2 on three-pointers. Made 11 of 13 free throws, didn't commit a turnover. And they did that with their leading scorer having fouled out. They move on. That's courtesy of TBS. Play of the day brought to you by Built Bars. Actually enjoyable to eat, a protein bar that tastes great. Go to BuiltBar.com, promo code DP10, 10% off your order. BuiltBar.com. Promo code DP at checkout. I watched a movie yesterday, and I was kind of back and forth watching March Madness, watched a little golf, and I stumbled upon a movie called Bad Trip. Eric Andre is the star of it. I don't know if I can recommend it. I will say that there were at least three moments that I laughed out loud. Storyline's a little flawed. Tiffany Haddish is wonderful in it, but there are, and the brilliance of the movie is, and I think the director worked on Jackass, and they got real reactions from real people. They had all these hidden cameras, and the reactions are what makes it great. And the people, everyday people who are in this movie, it's a road trip with two guys, and they're going from Florida to New York because one of the guys is in love with a girl. And all along the way, hijinks, crazy pranks, but getting the real reaction from real people is what made it even more enjoyable. But I'm going to say three or four moments where my wife goes, "What is so funny?" I said, "Hun, this isn't your kind of movie, but it's pretty, there's some really fun stuff." But Tiffany Haddish is great in that movie. It's called Bad Trip. Eric Andre. But I will say, I'll warn you, it's not for everybody. You're either going to love it or you're going to hate it. Yeah, Paulie.
I'm reading a little on the backstory. You're right. They set up these shots and they hid the cameras. So let's say someone was having an issue with the car and something bad happened to them. The people in the parking lot are just people in the parking lot. They had to go to all those people afterwards and say, "Look, this was a movie. We need you to sign a release." And they had to get every single one of them. So they had like a crew of people on standby to swarm the people in the parking lot.
And there are a couple of faces that are blurred out.
Yes, that's the people that either left.
And I went, "Oh my God, like these are, he's on the bus and everybody is there when he starts singing some song that's inappropriate and there's one woman whose face is like blurred out." But there's some wild stuff. And Tiffany Haddish breaks out of prison. She's on a bus, a prison bus. There's a guy who is cleaning graffiti off the wall outside of the prison. That's his actual job. She comes out underneath the bus. This is a guy who really does this, and he's helping her get away. And, you know, so you get the real reaction from this. It's wild. I will say it is wild to watch.
Look at you.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So it's called Bad Trip.
Bad trip too? Do you think there'd be a bad trip too?
Sure, why not? Right. They have to come back from New York to Florida, so you might as well just do the return trip there. But Eric Andre, he has a show on Comedy Central. Does that sound right? I'm aware of the name, but
it's called the Eric Andre Show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that on Comedy Central?
Yep.
Okay. Well, he's got it. Imagine finding a guy named Eric Andre for the Eric Andre show.
They built the graphics and they said, we got to find that guy.
Yeah, see.
It makes casting a little easier.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. Yeah. Who are we going to get for this Eric Andre show? How about Eric Andre? Yeah, Paul.
No word yet on Bad Trip 2.
No, there's not.
It's not been greenlit.
Oh, it hasn't.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, see.
It sounds sort of Borat-ish. Yeah.
Well, they definitely took... I'm going to guess that they probably took some cues from Borat, but they had all these GoPros all over the place in restaurants. He's at the zoo and he gets into the cage with like a silverback gorilla or something. And the people don't know that it's not a real gorilla, but he goes in there getting a selfie and then the gorilla attacks him and does some bad things to him. And you can just see the faces. Just the reaction is what makes it so great. Because at first I thought, wow, they got people who look like they're just people. And then you realize they are just people reacting in the moment there. Yeah, Paul.
When we filmed the bit in the pub with McLovin eating the food off the two ladies' tables.
Yes.
That was the most awkward moment of any of our careers doing any type of bit or skit. And if you watch it, these two women have no idea what's happening to them. And there's, you know, hidden cameras. Ugh. And that's with two people in a kind of controlled environment, two or three people.
I still cringe when I watch that video because McLovin lost a bet and I said he had to go into the restaurant Seven Seas, which was below our old studio, and he had to pretend he was the manager. And he goes over and he's like, how are your lunches, ladies? And then he takes a French fry, dips it in the ketchup and eats it. And then we have cameras on him and then he walks away. And then we capture these women like they are not happy. Yes, McLovin.
So when that happened, my whole body flooded with adrenaline. It was a high. It was the craziest feeling. My whole body, I turned red. It was weird.
Yeah, Paul.
And the two women have no idea what to do. This is not a situation you're conditioned for.
Oh,
they don't know what's happening. They don't know what to say. One of them swore at McLovin as he walked away, understandably.
Do you know him? What a jerk.
I know. We've had some pretty good punishments on this show, but that one's up there because it's just so subtle. And I remember that you came down through the kitchen at Seven Seas and then you walked out there and it was painful. Yeah, McLovin.
You know, after we revealed it and gave them a free meal, they were still kind of mad at us.
I know. I felt bad. We'll never do it again. Maybe not. All right. Update the poll results there, McLovin.
Should stay with their quarterback? The choices being the Jets, the Falcons, the Patriots, or the Niners.
The Jets?
Yeah. I was so nervous about saying Falcons that I screwed up Jets. Anyway, it's the Atlanta Falcons.
C-H-E-T-T-S. Jets. And then you call them the Falcons. I still never understood that.
Chicago.
I know. Chicago. Drew Brees a little later on, and Seth Greenberg from the Mothership will join us coming up as well. Close out the first hour with M-Drive. There's one thing we all face, age. Age is undefeated. It's inevitable. We'll never be as young as we are right now, but we don't have to let age beat us. Why not feel younger, stronger, leaner? Fight back. It's more important than ever. That's why I start my day with M-Drive, everyday supplement for guys with drive, guys who refuse to let age beat them. And M-Drive is packed with powerful ingredients. It's backed by science, helps keep me energized, stronger, leaner. We got a whole life to live. So how do you feel this morning? Ready to try M-Drive? Go to mdrivedan.com. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. You can get M-Drive in stores, Walgreens, Rite Aid, Vitamin Shop. Energy, strength, drive. It works for me, and it can work for you. Go to mdrivedan.com, and don't let age beat you. Make sure you refind your prime with M-Drive. mdrivedan.com. Either at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Vitamin Shop, or on their website. Good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.